A new report found evidence of racial bias in the last batch of property assessments sent out to Philly homeowners. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, a new task force will work to address that problem.
The last citywide reassessment was in 2022. The report found that year that values in predominantly Black, Hispanic, and low-income neighborhoods were more likely to be inaccurate than property assessments in majority white and higher-income neighborhoods. In many cases, homeowners in these hotspots were overassessed by the city's Office of Property Assessment, requiring them to pay more in property taxes. Montgomery Wilson is a senior attorney at Community Legal Services, which partnered with the Reinvestment Fund and the Center for Economic Policy Analysis to put out the study.
No one's saying the OPA is, you know, intentionally discriminating against anyone, but there's some evidence of some kind of systemic legacy bias where the inaccuracies are clustering in low-income neighborhoods. And those low-income neighborhoods tend to be African-American and Hispanic.
In response, Mayor Sherelle Parker's administration has created the Philadelphia Residential Property Assessment Task Force with hopes of resolving the problem. The group will include representatives from the city, Community Legal Services, the Reinvestment Fund, and industry experts. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.